Hey, it's Jamie, and I was thinking about how it's bad enough when I'm working on a problem on a software project and I become blocked, but it's even worse when you run into a problem that blocks other people from moving forward. It's always blown my mind how some managers just act like nothing's wrong when this happens. In this video, I want to help you get support from your manager or boss, so if this happens to you, you can actually put the project on pause and fix the problem so everybody can get back to working. Software projects are getting more complicated every year, so it's no surprise that we often get blocked at some point. And I've been in the situation many times where I run into a problem and now I have to explain to my boss or a manager, why am I blocked and what do I gotta do to get unblocked so I can keep working? But when a problem I run into blocks other people than just me, I've had bosses in the past that just pretend like there really is no problem. Especially if you're on a project where there's a lot of pressure, getting your boss or your manager to put the project on hold can feel nearly impossible, especially if they're the type of company that's focusing a lot on the output of the team. I've talked to you before in another video about how measuring the progress of a software project, if it's not done right, it can actually cause your company to lose a lot of money on a software product. So here's a few strategies I've used that have really helped me, and I hope they help you if you get into this situation, to convince your boss or manager or other people on your software project that, no, really, this is a big problem that has to be fixed before we keep going. So the first thing you can do to raise awareness of a problem that really does need to be paid attention to is to raise it as an issue in your morning stand-up. If you've got a daily stand-up meeting where everybody goes around the room and brings up blockers, it's pretty obvious that if you run into a problem that is going to impact multiple other people, it needs to be communicated somehow, and the best place to start that is in your morning daily stand-up. You don't want to spend a lot of time on the problem. I've talked about in prior videos how the daily stand-up can really get abused, but you want to make sure you at least let everybody on your team that's a developer know, I found an issue and it's going to block other people on the team. The second thing to do is make sure you document who's blocked and that you at least stated that. I've been on projects in the past and gotten into a situation where something I was doing was gonna block another person and I wasn't vocal enough about that. And later management came back to me and was like, why didn't you let us know that this person was blocked? So make sure whether you gotta just send an email or you put it in a status report somewhere that you've documented, you let other people know you ran into this problem and you made it aware to everybody that it's going to impact other people than just yourself. This is really just making sure that should things go wrong or your advice gets ignored, you can at least prove, hey, I at least raised this issue and I gave us a chance to fix it. The third thing you can do is explain the dangers of not stopping to fix the problem you found. When I run into a problem on a project and I realize it's going to take a lot of work to fix it and it may cause the whole project to have to be on hold, I have to overcome the resistance of management that want to just keep plugging along and getting everybody to produce code or keep working. And to overcome that resistance, I gotta make sure I have a really strong case for what's gonna happen on the project if we don't fix this right now. And this is an area where I've had to get a lot better over the years because I used to explain to people what would go wrong with the software and people don't care. They wanna know, how is this gonna impact the business? So for example, if there were some problem with the database that was gonna block everybody until it's resolved and nobody wanted to deal with it, if you knew, for example, that your company was supposed to show a demo at a trade show in 6 months or something like that, and your manager is being measured on hitting that trade show, then you don't want to talk about, hey, this issue with the database, it's going to create a problem for the software. You want to say, hey, this issue with the database, if we don't resolve it, we're not going to make the date for the trade show. So make sure you raise the implications or the dangers to this problem not getting fixed in a way that the other person you're communicating it to really even cares about. I've spent a ton of time in the past documenting the living heck out of every implication of a change that I want to make or a problem I want to fix, only to find that the person I'm communicating with doesn't care because unless it's something they care about, they will not support me. So you really need to know the other person you're communicating to so you can pitch it in a way that they're going to go, hold on, and stop and support you so you can actually get it fixed. The fourth thing you can do if you really need to put the project on hold and you need support from your manager or your boss is to offer some potential next steps. Even if the problem that you found around maybe is in some configuration settings, and maybe somebody else in the company needs to be the one to fix it. If you come to somebody with a problem that's going to block other people and just kind of throw it over the wall, like, hey, I found this problem, it's going to block everybody, good luck, you're going to come across as somebody who doesn't really want to take responsibility for fixing the issue. And even if you don't have a solution to the problem, coming to your boss or manager and letting them know, hey, I've at least thought about this, I've maybe looked at the technology or how people are working together or the database or, you know, whatever it is about your software project where there's a blocker, and I've come up with at least a couple ideas of how we could remedy this. You know, you've heard that saying, don't come to me with problems, come to me with solutions. And sometimes that can be one of those statements that gets thrown around. People like to complain that executives make this statement that don't really know what they're talking about. But there's a lot of truth to that, that I think just from a professional standpoint, you're going to come across better to people as a developer if you run into a big problem and you don't just jump to telling them what the problem is. You try to think, okay, before I talk to this person about what the problem is, let me bring them some potential solutions so they're not so freaked out about it. The fifth thing you can do that'll really increase the chances that you'll get support from your boss or your manager if you need to put the project on hold or invest in some serious changes to get things going again if there's a problem, is to offer alternative work for others. So one of the biggest concerns your boss or your manager is going to have if this happens is, what do I do if we put the project on pause and now there's all these people that used to be working that are essentially going to have nothing to do? But being able to show that you've thought a little bit about your manager's concern that other people aren't going to be able to work and offering some ideas for what those other people could be doing while you're fixing the problem is huge. I've used this before with managers who are really concerned about everybody looking busy, and it can really help them just give you the support so you can make the change, put the project on pause for a little bit, and get started the correct way once you've fixed it. And the sixth thing that you can do that will help you get support from your boss or manager, if you run into a problem and you find out, ooh, fixing this is actually going to cause many people on the team to have to stop what they're doing, is to kind of take ownership for it yourself. In many companies, if there's a scrum master or a project manager or a product owner, they're looked at sometimes as the person who's supposed to unblock the team or deal with issues. But at least in my experience, if I kind of give that power up to another person, now I'm really depending on them to get a lot done, and it usually overwhelms them. If you run into a problem like this, even if you have to go to other people to solve it, being able to show you're gonna follow up on it, you're gonna make sure it gets done, you're gonna come up with, you know, potential solutions, will really help your boss or your manager maybe not feel quite so overwhelmed that they can trust you to help them make this change, even if there's other people that might be blocked until you make this change or fix. So have you ever been on a software project where you run into a problem and you go, oh man, this is gonna block a whole bunch of people, and the first thing that happens when you tell your management is they wanna pretend it's not a problem? Leave me some comments below. If you're new to my YouTube channel, consider subscribing. And thanks to all of you out there. I think this is my 100th video right here. So it's taken me about a year and I've got a lot more stuff I wanna share with you. But thanks again, everybody who's stuck with me. I'm sure if you're at the end of the video, you might be a subscriber already. But if you didn't know already, you can also listen to any of my YouTube videos as a podcast on Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, or SoundCloud. Just search for Healthy Software Developer and you'll find me. So until next time, thanks.